Good coin tap and says about Mitzvah Daf Yedal begin of an al begin test master begin of the Gemara. My time I do Rabbanon. What's the reason of the Rabbanon that for their opinion that they say that when there's no Achrayes Nachasim you could collect even from a Shabbatim? Which Tosfos says, "Tame, it's a wonder." Ishmo Yod the Brisa Diktani Echadze Bechadze Gerb Nachasim Shabbatim. If he knew the Brisa that says that either one you could collect from Nachasim Shabbatim, whether Chayis Nachasim not, Pekin Ha'ilu Lefarish HaMishnah Kavasei. Then he should have explained the Mishnah like him. Lavi Taisim, then he wouldn't be refuted, because we ultimately refute him from that Spraisa. So obviously he doesn't know it. The problem is Vilo Yoda, but if he doesn't know the Braisa, so the actually Manali to Rabbanan Bar Chayis Kav Mishabadim, where does he get the premise from? That according to Rabbanan, when there's no Chayis, you collect from Mishabadim, where does he know it from? What you can say is the Lo Yoda Braisa, you already didn't know the Braisa, but come on, but Islam is Svara. He knew it from logic and reason, like we explained this in Daf Yud Gimel Beis, the Maskel Divrei, that the Ila Gov Mishabdi, that if you cannot collect from Mishabdim, like Gov Mishabdi, you cannot collect from Mechari, Kamal Meir. And if you collect from Mechari, then you can collect from Mishabdim. Let's say no contra Abano, you collect from Mishabdim. Next is Mata begins the Gemara, Shibitzorach Limalech. That, because we said a person wouldn't be, it's another place over there, compares the two of these. To these cases, we will explain within Rabbi Loza that since if you say that this achrayis is not written in the shtar, it's not because of Torah Sefer, it's because the lender is not concerned for his money and he's meichel on the shibud. It's logical to say, like Rameya, that he's meichel on the koyach shtar, even the collect from necharin. And if a chum hold that you collect from necharin, obviously according to them, they weren't meichel also on the shibud kakaris. Must be that the sefer made a mistake and it just didn't write them in the shtar, so he knew this on from his own logic. The next is not to begin with the Gemara, Shibetzorach Limalech, that you have to consult if the guy wants to, take collateral, that there should be responsibility on his assets, which Mishtari Mekach, so the Gemara ultimately explains, is by documents of a sale. And if he didn't write, according to the Chamim, Nechari Namalekavi, you wouldn't collect even from what's available. If a creditor is going to collect it, even when there's no insurance, that says, I don't want that there should be the complaints of Shimnami. So we see, it's only complaints. But that he wouldn't be able to collect. But if the victim of a robbery is grabbing it away, then Chayes al Gazan, then says Taisus, yeah, then you go back to the Gazan, even if there's no insurance. Fulfill Mishabdi, and the truth is even from collateral. Since it was a mistaken acquisition, so essentially it's like it's a documented loan, and because it wasn't really a sale. Basta Shashab, now makes sense, like Kamar Halcha, the Gemara doesn't say over here, Peiri, the Marish of Achayiv Tarfa, because you can't mention Peri because we're talking about what the creditor is collecting, like we're saying, not a Nigzal, but less the Perian, he doesn't get the Peri. The creditor can only collect what you made the field better, Shvachin, that he gets, but Peri, not the Peri. But Nichanami, now it also makes sense, like, come on, the Gemara later on over the Tezvav, Amr Shmuel, he says, Amlich, because of Shufra, Beshivcha, or Peri, you have to consult first to see if he wants to say, give him the best, and I'm the Shvach, I'm the Peri. Like Kamar Shibud, it doesn't say the Shibud Kedalcha like we say over here. Why? Mishal Kamar Ma'ir Benigzal should nitcher, but it's talking about where the victim of a robbery grabbed it. After like Shibud Shibud, yeah, you're right. Even if you don't write the Shibud, that's why I didn't have to mention that. Chayzer Olav, you would be able to go and collect from him from the Mishabdi and even from what's Mishabud. I in time, and the reason is because the Bishul, like we explained, the Kibin Yishle Shtar Mekach, since you have a document of the sale, a very Mekach bottle, and it's a null and void the sale, Shigzula is because it was stolen. So Bavli Shtar Halva. So therefore, it's a documented loan, the minbe, which we say achrayis tayisevu, which automatically we say that if you don't mention insurance, it's a scribal error. Now, how the mishmul? This is mishmul says mechaz gevadim b'bazdam memgil medav hamoicher sadu b'shule b'achrayis. Someone sells the field without insurance, imoid le'aleha, he cannot testify regarding yemnish memidu b'fnei bal chayibay, because he's going to put in front of his creditor. The problem that Tosis has with this, okay, so it's only because he's going to put him under this creditor. It sounds like if not that problem made Layla, he would be able to testify on it. Even if it turns out it's not his, Mashmah sounds like Lehadu Allah, that he can't go and collect from him. But I thought we said that in general, that it's going to be and that's going to be a problem. So it's a chiddush. It says Hassan Meir there is talking about Shapir Shloi Bishtar that he explicitly said in the document Shloi Bachrayas. That's without responsibility. And then you're right that he's not responsible even by Gzeila of a stomach, but in general Hadrala he would be able to go and collect from him. And therefore again, yeah, then there would already be Negev Edus, and he wouldn't be able to testify just for that reason itself. When the words Gemara Dino has Dasi Reuben, Halacha dictates that Reuben could come and litigate with that collector. So Tosfos says, "Tam, it's a wonder. My nafkah, I mean, what's the relevancy of this? The Kamash Yochel Litin Reuben, whatever Reuben could claim, Tain Shimon could claim, because you know the Halacha is the Tainin and Lilikeh. We make the claims, as the Gemara says, Abasa Dachav Gimel, whatever the seller can make, we make for the buyer. So Tosfos says, don't say the nafkah is Miyesh Lebal Chay Beidim." The creditor has witnesses of Kraven Reuben that they're only relative to Reuben Rechegim LeShimon, but they're unrelated to Shimon. No, that can't be the reason, because the E Toyin Nami Shimon. Because even if Shimon would make the claim, and so that itself would also already make them invalid. Why? Keeping the Imapsid Shimon, because since if Shimon would lose out, Hadal Reuben is going to collect from Reuben. That itself, so we don't have to have Reuben come and litigate. Even if he didn't, it still would be possible. Even if Shimon did. Like obviously from the end of the first paragraph, that was Ayn Menachem Beloved, but Tobiah Krim the Arba, but they were relatives of the grantors. Kamasi Gemara comes out. The Pesul Mafat Leibel Mafat, that it's invalid even not just to testify regarding the grantors, even if you testify regarding the bar and the lender, because given the less labor, because the bar doesn't have Azal Baza Arba, you're going to go and collect from the guarantor. But Mahaitam Inami Ain Leimer, now that's the same reason why you can't say Dinaf, I mean the relevancy would be Im Yeshla Shimon Eidim. Let's say Shimon has witnesses, Shim Kraven Le, which are relatives to him, but they're not related to Reuben. That to say, oh, great, that's a case where Reuben can testify because it's not related to him. No, because the Chinami Toin Reuben, even if Reuben's going to make the claim, soon they're invalid. Because Shal P.A. do some, because based on their testimony, Shur Karkab Yad Shimon, the property is going to remain by Shimon, Shul Kraven, where he's their relative. Cholshkein, all the more so, Kishakana Shalai Bachrayas, when he bought it without insurance, Shem soon that they're invalid, because Shazmar Vichim La Karkab Yad Shimon, then they're totally being a gain for Shimon. So the statistics has the question, what's the relevancy of like the Dimon Maskel Tais, Dino Das Reuben, they come litigate, we make the claim for Shimon and there's no difference. But Shimon says, we can say it's enough to mean that the relevancy would be in Amar Shimon. If Shimon says, Ainly Aiden, I don't have any witnesses, being the Raya, I have no proof. Bachach Matza Aiden, my Raya, then he finds witnesses are proof. Shurin Yochle Hevi, he can't bring any more proof because they ain't a locha kim shim leel baraya chreina, which is the command of Hedda, Laman Alf, Man Alf. But Reuben Yevim, Reuben can bring it because he's also a litigant. We now another approach is Kigrin Shabal Chayiv Chayiv Shuvu Darais Le Reuben, where this creditor is obligated for some other reason a biblical oath to Reuben. But Hashda, now that Reuben is a litigant, Yigagul of Shuvu Shle Parah, he can make him swear from Gilgal Shuvu that he didn't pay. Abul Shimon Li Shabal Le Shuvu Drabon, but Shimon's only have to swear a rabbinic oath. When the Parak Chayiv Shuvu Darais Le Reuben, Pechaz Manal of Amar says Ipikehu. Be smart. We're going to bring him to a biblical oath. So we see and that there is more of a stringency, and this is what we're gaining here with Reuben. A biblical oath, more than rabbinic oath. Benir is delicate. You know, you light candles, menaydis, nefuches, and there's blown up flask, and the pashmish was again, like it's brought in the shuvah zagainim. Another ramification is kinyan Reuben pekeach ubaldvar. Simply, if Reuben just knows how to talk his way and win a court case. That it's relevant that he's a litigant. Moreover, the Bachayv won't be so brazen willingly opposite Reuben. He knows if he paid, because he's the original guy. Or another relevancy would be if he could go to him to the high court, where Vishabin and Yochel Shema can't go. That's also another relevancy by him being a litigant. So let's say Reuben sold the field to Shimon without a chreis, and then Nasi can come out in that. Pirish, what does that mean? Iron, people that are contesting. Because Tesis says, V'loy anosin, but it doesn't mean mobsters, it doesn't mean ganovim. Midamaflik, from the fact that we differentiate between mecha b'chreis, when if we're sold with insurance, loy b'chreis or without insurance, and that doesn't make a difference when it comes to guys who are anosin, ganovim, because that no one ever takes insurance for that. That he didn't do good. He says the Gemara, but there's like a Sunday Shishla Asikin. It refers to some of the board of field that has a Asikin. Now, be anosin, and if it's anosin, Tavla Bracha should be a blessing. In other words, he didn't do anything bad. He didn't know that these guys are going to do it. So, therefore, it must mean that is contesting, people are contesting, that's considered a shaloi toibasa, and that's why we differentiate between the result with a chayis or without a chayis. Next is Matabin's Gemara, actually, Hirsaba Bechulu. That Sabai said, if he didn't take possession yet, then he could back out. If he did, then he cannot back out anymore. So, since today's system, it's a wonder, because Ichimari, what's the case talking about? Igam Lenos and Moise, if he also didn't give money yet, Pshitu Yachalaz, but of course he could back out. The Philly Misha Parah, like, you don't have the curse of, like, whoever paid back to the terrible generation is going to pay back from this guy because he didn't give money yet. I mean, that's not Moise, and if he gave money, so then Amay Yachalaz, but then why could he back out? For Karkanik is Bekesav, but property is already acquired with money. Unless you can explain this Talmud in a case, discussing Ketushin of Chavav Manalev, where they don't acquire property with money. But you tell me, oh, once he takes possession, in your chalakas, he cannot back out. Avol ba'achrayis, but if he bought it with insurance, your chalakas, he could back out. My chalakas, why could he back out? Once he gave money, but then he took possession as the law is, so that's it, it's his already. Moreover, the Gemara tells us, what's chazaka? What's taking possession? The Daisha Mitzvah that he walked around the boundaries. La'ashkam Hashem Makam, we don't find anywhere that it says that this is what a chazaka is. And Balamani chazaka did not have seen. Why would it leave out what a Mishnah above the Bastav and Beis Menav says what a chazaka is? The null, he locks the door, gather, he makes the wall apart, or he breaches the wall. It's not the why doesn't it say that that's what it is? But moreover, why is it different of Yeshayahu that they it's asking, when is Chazaka? Yishim Mishum Makam more than anywhere else? Become a Kaimis Maske Chazaka. Many places mention Chazaka, but boy, Meimisab Chazaka doesn't ask, oh, when is it Chazaka? So Pirish Riva, and some say that this is Rivam, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Mordechai, that he explains the Meir is Tomat Kagan Shekana Bikini Gam. No, the guy already made a full-fledged acquisition already. Could get Mechalipin, let's say, with transfer. But B'lein Nassim Moshe didn't give money. But come on, that's what the Gemara is saying. Actually, if it did not make Chazaka, which Chazaka Mepharash Basahachi, which the Gemara explains, what do we mean Chazaka? Da'i Shemitri means walking on the boundary, meaning, Shlahalach La'akal Arachba, it didn't walk along its length and its width. And therefore, like some Chadaita, he's not so confident. Then Yechalach Zibah, then he could back out. Meshed Zibah, but when he made a Chazaka, meaning, not your classic Chazaka. Meaning, he already made a Kenyan. It's not the Chazak of Kenyan. I mean, Shalach La'arkul Rachba, they work along its length and its width. In Yechalach, we can't back out anymore. Abachrais, but if he bought it with insurance, Yechalach, he could back out. Why? Because ultimately, he didn't give money yet. And B'yesh Ayman, those who are contesting. Since ultimately, the guy's going to pay him back his money. So, after Shem B'yod, from now that it's still in his hand, he could hold it back and not pay and not buy it. Now, B'yesh Shab, it now makes sense to Da'esh HaMitzri that in the Chazaka Gemara, it's not a full-fledged Chazaka, it's just to see it. I mean, Yeshua is only if he feels happy with his purchase, if he's confident. Then, since there's been time, you're going to say, Kashetzikba, when he made a Chazaka in it, am I in your Chalakzibai? Why can't he back out? But since you tell me, Kimish Lenosomais didn't give the money yet, Lemalai, why can't he tell him, Shkol Arabazuzach? Yeah, take the land as your payment. Afil Isle Zuzi, even if he has money. According to those who explained, Afil Isle Zuzi, that even when a person has money, Mutz Lazakli Bachayiv, he could pay back a credit or Bashar Drum with other things, including property. And Regasinan, and the Girsin, Bab Mechim Peres, and Bab Bastab Tzadik Beis, and the Beis, he less no lahan azuzi v'chulu, if you don't have this money, so why can't he pay him back with the land itself? The Shem says, what he says, the Hachim Matzah Amalei, he could tell him that Hai Ara in the Shava, Kifim Ma'isa, the guy who wants to pay back to the seller, say, no, now the land's not worth the amount of money. Because now there's people contesting. You can't just give me the land itself. It's not worth that money. And you have to buy it. It's already did a chazaka. But regarding an ox that gored, kiven de yaker, since it went up in price, so shovel ma'isav shaper. So it's definitely worth its value. What the Tais is referring to is the Gemara of Basra discussed regarding of the seller paying the money through the shor itself. That's talking to the contrary, that the value of the ox, kashrit, went up, and it's equal to the amount of how much the shor is when it's plowing, and therefore that's what the Gemara is discussing, to pay with the shor itself. But if it went down, then obviously you cannot pay with the land itself, like in the case we're discussing over here. Regarding what Tez said before, meaning what he means to say, b'kisin b'mecha peres, and b'basa, he less than hanazuzi, that is, according to that gear, so okay, fine, then it wouldn't be applicable, because it's only if you don't have money. But if you're holding that gear, so that it's that it's even though you have money, so why can't you just get back the land?